This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the fun.
That's what I consider life on the farm to be. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with another episode focused on helping people who are family farmers, who run family-based businesses based on agriculture in America, the locavores who like and use the products that we grow on our farms. I don't know if you can say growing when it comes to dairy. We grow the in the business of raising Jersey replacement heifers. So I guess I'm growing them. They grow into producing milk. I'm not sure we grow the milk, but we're producing, shall we say. We're interested as producers in finding out what is going on elsewhere, what good producers are doing, how we may help each other, if you will. Roger Johnson, who's the president of the National Farmers Union, is going to join us in a little bit to talk about the farmer bailout suggestion from the president and the farm bill. Updates on that I have him here with regularity because I think he and his organization, in terms of the national presence that they have, speak more for the people that this program is aimed at. And if you don't, I'm not here to get you to join the NFU. I belong to the National Farmers Union. I think that it is an important organization for farmers and does a far better job for the small family farmer these days than the American Farm Bureau. So I'm thinking you belong to them both. That's fine. But I really think that the NFU has a lot to say, and they have an important focus. Meanwhile, before we get to Roger, I always like to start with some news. Here's something that a lot of people do not pay a lot of attention to, frankly. When we talk about farming, and I learned this in my own dealings with the Farm Bank. The Farm Bank that I used was an outshoot of CoBank. Many of you excuse me, know CoBank is the big lender, and they fund the smaller regional farm banks. And so when I borrowed money for my farm, I was doing some research on the bank that lent me the money. It was a farm, it was an ag bank, and I found out that they loaned about a third of their money to fishermen. I thought that was fascinating. I never thought about fishermen being agricultural, but yet they are. Aren't they? Think about it for a second. They just think about what fish are all about. You have to excuse me for a second, Kara, because I'm about to sneeze. So, all right, excuse me for being human. Sneezing and coughing are part of life, especially when you're actually on the farm, and I am. Okay, so my focus here for a few minutes is the wild-caught seafood business and the fish farmers who are out there catching it. There are fish farms, and that's one element. And then there are, according to the bank, there are fish farmers. They loan money on boats instead of land. The farm bank loans money on boats. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So I wanted to raise your awareness of what the marine life, the district, if you will, for fish farmers, And we, as terrestrial farmers, we understand how to harvest foods and grow animals and that sort of thing. And we understand community-supported agriculture, all of that stuff. But then there are these seafood businesses in coastal areas all around. I found that the farm bank that I was doing business with loaned a lot of money to people in the New Bedford fishing zone down in the southeast part of Massachusetts along the Cape and the islands and that sort of thing. And now I'm looking at Long Island. People, farmers there, they're in the same boat, if you'll pardon the pun. They are trying to combine the best of land and sea. In other words, a lot of these people now are not only fishermen, but they're bringing their fish back to shore and instead of selling it to a middleman, they are selling, they're setting up businesses and selling it themselves. The same as the farmer. The farmer who grows the product, or the dairyman who raises the animal, milks the cow, and then used to sell to the, they became these middlemen, the Dairy Farmers of America and all these other outfits that are basically screwing all the family farmers. So many smart farmers have decided not to do that. They're selling the products on the farm. The good produce guy this time of year is selling all of the lettuce and all the tomatoes and all the corn and all the onions and potatoes, whatever they're growing. They're selling it at the farm stand. So, the natural outgrowth of this is to combine these people who are out on a mission to fish, bring the catch of the day back in, and sell it along with this guy. Is a company called Haskell Seafood in Long Island. They have boats, go out and fish. They also have a farm. They're growing vegetables. So they bring the fish back in. They have the catch of the day that they're selling with the vegetables that are being grown on the farm. So it's value added. You're selling people the whole meal. And I know a lot of people who are doing that. Why not do it with fish? They're doing it with beef. Don't you have people in your area who are growing and slaughtering beef? I have a friend that has a place in Worcester County, not far from me, and he raises about 160 animals a year. Prime, it's not Angus, I think mostly it's they're shorthorns. And so he's developed a real strong clientele in his part of the state. People stand in line to buy his beef. And he combines that with produce that he gets from a guy down the street. But, you know, there are a lot of people now who are growing, doing beef, and they're selling it wholesale to the markets. But why not sell it at your farm? If you have it, have the ability to have the animals dressed and then sell it, I would think that would be a great business. And the fish guys say the same thing. There are a lot of people who have farms on the coastal areas. I'd love to have a farm, actually, in Dartmouth, Massachusetts, or some of the areas where there's beautiful farmland is right on the coast. So you catch and you bring it in, and it's already on the boats now. They pre-freeze everything. As soon as they catch it, they freeze it, when they quick freeze it. And so they bring it back to the farm. They sell it with the vegetables. Complete meal. I think it's a fabulous idea, actually. And so, hats off. The point here is be more creative. Think about your business. If you're along the coast and you're a farmer, get a boat, go out and fish, bring the fish back, and sell that the same as the beef guys do on their farms. That's a very good idea. I hope you'll pass that along. Value-added direct marketing. And if you have a CSA, all the better. In a moment, Roger Johnson joins us from the National Farmers Union.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/talk. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/talk. That's LightStream.com/talk. LightStream.com/talk.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, now joined by Roger Johnson, the president of the National Farmers Union. He's a North Dakotan. You can say that, Roger, right?
That's not... You can indeed.
I like that, the way that sounds. You're a North Dakotan.
Yeah, so, well, that's what we call ourselves.
Yeah, well, you started a family farm there, and then you became the director of the Agricultural Commission in North Dakota, right? Weren't you the ag director? And then the president of the NFU. So there are two things, probably more than that, because we always get off onto other things. The $12 billion announcement that you had last week in a press release on the NFU site, which is nfu.org, if I'm not mistaken. You probably could find it. You have it nfu.com as well? Or is it just org?
No, just org. Yep.
Just org. Okay. Yep. So this announcement to help farmers cope with the trade war, good, bad, how do you see this? How do you think it will work? Let's get into the nitty-gritty here.
Well, it's certainly better than nothing. There's no question that agriculture has been substantially harmed as a consequence of the trade war. And so for there to be some sort of a response from the government is certainly appropriate. Now, we would prefer that instead of it be sort of this ad hoc response run out of the Ag Department, that it be considered as a part of the Farm Bill so that there will be a long-term public policy developed that deals with the fact that we are likely in a long-term trade war with much of the world, and that as a consequence of that, we have clearly lost overseas markets, and this is going to be with us for a long time. The damage to our reputation as a result of what's happened is substantial, it's significant, and it's going to be with us for a while. So we prefer that it be part of a larger policy discussion and it be ironed out in the Farm Bill.
All right. So the Farm Bill itself, we've talked about it a couple of times. The thing that bothers me and what bothers me about the Farm Bill and other people who read into it who are knowledgeable is the amount of money that's earmarked for the huge agri corporations, the big agribusinesses that don't need a damn cent. So you, as the spokesperson for the smaller American family farmer, if you will, how do you agitate to keep these guys, these big, huge conglomerates, from getting, what was it, $634 billion or something in the Farm Bill as that originally was written?
Well, so let's talk about where most of the money is spent in the Farm Bill. The biggest title by far is the nutrition title. So this is for folks who are basically broke and don't have enough money to put food on the table.
Food stamps. These are food, commonly known as food
stamps. Program, that kind of thing. Yep.
Yeah.
In school lunch programs, things of that nature. That's the nutrition title. After that, the next most expensive title is crop insurance. And to the degree that there are payments that are made to agribusiness, it's probably through crop insurance because it goes to the crop insurance companies, although it is paid on behalf of the farmers that buy the insurance as a subsidy for the premium that they otherwise would pay. After that, the next most expensive part of the Farm Bill is going to be two different titles, the commodity title and conservation programs. So conservation programs are mostly payments that are made directly to farmers as a result of cost share for putting in certain practices or for adopting certain conservation-minded things. And commodity programs are things that help in the event that market prices collapse, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. So I last year for the first time ever applied for a grant, and I got it from the conservation department to put a well in to water the animals out in the field. The first time I ever did anything like that, but now I understand how that part of it works. More from Roger Johnson in a moment here on the American Family Farmer.
Thank you. Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Farmers Union, United to Grow Family Agriculture. The president of the organization, Roger Johnson, is here with us. We're talking about the farm bailout bill and the farm bill. So if you didn't hear what he said, let me just paraphrase if I'm getting the information correctly, Roger. You think everything should be put into the farm bill. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I think that's where public policy debate should take place. It should happen in Congress. It should be part of the Farm Bill. The Farm Bill is a five-year policy that's put in place by Congress, so it reaches out a while. This proposal that's coming out of the administration is a very short-term thing. It's the money is going to be paid out in the next couple of months. No surprise, it's going to all be paid out before the election. That'd be my prediction.
Gee, what a shock.
Yeah, and that is designed to help make farmers, whole is the wrong word, but to help fill up some of the damage that's been done as a consequence of the trade actions that have been taken. And my point is that these trade disruptions that have occurred are almost certainly going to be of a long-term nature. And so having a short-term fix to this thing is not the appropriate public policy response. And that's not to say we shouldn't have something. We should. But there ought to be a longer-term public policy response to the damage that's been done to markets around the world.
All right. So we're talking about, if I understand correctly, the stuff that's shipped in the big containers, put them on ships, send them here, there, and everywhere, mostly soy, corn, wheat, that sort of thing. There is
and some meat products as well.
Yeah, okay. Let's just take a world that doesn't have any tariffs on either side. Before NAFTA, SHAFTA, and all those other things that were put into place in the last, 30 years or so, there were no tariffs. The trade took place based on value. Did it not, or am I wrong?
Well, actually, there have been tariffs by countries for as long as there's been history, there have been tariffs. One of the things that the WTO and NAFTA and other trade agreements have aspired to do is to bring some order and some reduction across the board to tariffs. As a rule, The U.S. has led those initiatives, and we have led by reducing our tariffs first with the hope that that was going to send a message and then the rest of the world was going to follow. Now, Farmers Union has never been a fan of that approach, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
We think if you're going to reduce your tariffs, you're unilaterally disarming against the rest of the world, and then to expect the rest of the world to reduce their tariffs just because you did is kind of silly, because in fact, many times they do not. And that's been the experience that we've had. So, listen, I don't want folks to leave with the impression here that I don't believe that China, for example, has been misbehaving on the world stage. They have been. There's no question that China has been stealing intellectual property. They've been coercing companies that move into China to get into that marketplace. They have been misbehaving on the world stage for a long while. When I say misbehaving, I mean behaving in a non-market economy fashion. And so they should be held to account. The problem isn't that they should be held to the account. The problem, I think, is the way that the administration is prosecuting this trade war is they've decided to declare trade war on everyone in the world instead of just the Chinese.
Yeah, right. And that's where you get kind of you're tripping up on this. All right, more from a gentleman who really knows his way around Washington and the world of farming, Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union at nfu.org.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
If you are a night owl, you may be more likely than early risers to develop serious health concerns. I'm Dr. Bornstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It may be that men who regularly stay up late face a higher risk of developing health problems like diabetes and sarcopenia, the gradual loss of muscle mass with aging. There's even worse news for women. Female night owls tended to have more belly fat and a higher risk of metabolic syndrome, which increases the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. We don't know exactly why this is, but nocturnal lifestyles can be associated with sleep disorders, and unusual eating times can affect the metabolism over the years. Some night owls smoke more and lead sedentary lives, which has a negative impact too. But here's the kicker. Even if you get as much sleep during the day as night sleepers, it doesn't undo the risk. So, night owls, even though you don't give a hoot about what morning people do, it may be time to conform.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House is looking to explain a tweet from President Trump which calls for an end to the Russia probe, saying he was expressing an opinion and not giving any orders to the Justice Department. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
It's not an order. It's the president's opinion. And it's ridiculous that all of the corruption and dishonesty that's gone on with the launching of the witch hunt, the president has watched this process play out, but he also wants to see it come to an end, as he stated many times.
The president tweeted, "This is a terrible situation, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions should stop this rigged witch hunt right now." It seems the president forgot that Jeff Sessions recused himself from the probe in March 2017 and now can take no action. Rod Rosenstein is the one in charge. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with Roger Johnson, who is president of the National Farmers Union. He has expressed appreciation for the decision to provide farmers with the assistance that we're talking about, whether it's the $12 billion bailout or the farm bill itself. Lots of things in this 5-year plan. So, do we really have a plan? I get it. Well, is there really a plan? What's the plan, boss?
So, I mean, right now, what we have are two different versions of the farm bill. One that the House passed, a couple months ago, and one that the Senate passed a week later. They're rather different. And they are to be reconciled, which means that there will be conference committees appointed. They've actually, the Senate just last night, agreed to go to conference and to appoint, their conferees. The House had done it earlier, right before they recessed for the August, recess. And so presumably the conferees will begin talking about the differences between these two versions of the Farm Bill over the August recess. And then they'll come back sometime after that, hopefully with an agreement as to which parts of those two different plans will be put together into a single bill. The one thing that is almost certain right now, unless there is a change, What is certain is that they will write the farm bill with the existing amount of money that was used to write the last farm bill. And the last farm bill was written during a time when net farm income was more than twice as high as it is today. And we have long argued that one of the fundamental purposes of a farm bill is to provide a safety net for two groups of folks. First, for consumers who have fallen on hard times. That's the nutrition title we talked about before.
Yeah.
But secondly, for farmers who have fallen on hard times. And there are really two circumstances for farmers where they need a safety net. One is when natural disasters strike, and the other is when markets collapse and stay at very low rates for a long while. Well, natural disasters, that's why you have things like crop insurance and those kinds of things. When markets collapse, that's exactly why you have programs like the commodity program that will provide some sort of price protection in the event that these markets collapse and stay low
right.
for a long time.
So I want to let's take this apart for a minute, Roger.
Yep.
And I'm more sensitive to dairy than I am to the rest of the world because that's where I come from.
Yep.
So I'll speak for the dairy farmer here in the dairy industry, which is in the crapper, and it's literally and figuratively, it's been going downhill, downhill, downhill for years. You know, I think when you and I first met, I was selling raw milk on my farm and getting almost $12 a gallon for stuff and still couldn't make all the pieces fit. But I knew that people were willing to pay because it was a product that they knew they could count on.
Sure.
And so if you go through the rest of this exercise that we have on dairy farms across America, and I'm not talking about some guy who's milking 5,000 cows, 10,000 cows, 20,000 cows. Those are not dairy farmers as far as I'm concerned. I'm talking about the guy that maybe has 2, 3, 400, 500 even cows, but, you know, in the hundreds, not the thousands. The
family farmer kind of folks.
Right, exactly. And they can't make it because the dairy farmers of America have, they've slapped everybody's back that runs Dairy Farmers of America because they wanted to get the price of milk at $14. Well, guess what? It can't be done for less than $21 a hundred, no matter how you shape it. My cost was $24 a hundred weight to milk the cows that I had the way I raised them and took care of them. So how the hell do you make it on $14 milk if it costs you $21 or $24? You can't possibly do it. And the government has acted. I've been off on this too, and I don't know that I've said it this directly with you. Not that blame, because fixing the blame never fixes the problem. But if you go back to when the Sweezer family and Dean Foods helped George Bush get elected governor and then president, the whole milk industry in Texas and then nationally collapsed to the point where one outfit controls 75 or 80% of the whole fluid milk supply in the whole country. You're not going to get a fair shake from them, especially when the Canadian farmers that are subsidized by the government are shipping milk across the border. They don't care that it's $14 milk. What do they care? They're getting subsidized by the government. So Trump did say at the beginning, I don't even know that he understood what he was talking about, but he did say we have to stop this sort of thing from happening. I don't know that it has been stopped. If that stopped in and of itself, it would bring the price back up. Screw the dairy farmers of America. I don't care whether they exist or they don't exist. But the outrage that people don't realize behind the scenes is going on here is just that, a damned outrage.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things that you've said there that are worth talking about.
Thank you.
One of them.
At least a couple.
Well, listen, there is a fundamental economic principle in agriculture that applies to food, and dairy is a perfect example. If we have a little bit too much production, the market goes very low.
Yep.
If there's a shortage, just a little bit of a shortage, the market price goes very high. Okay?
Yep.
That's just fundamental. And so because of that fundamental characteristic, for many years, our government has had a policy of trying to encourage the market to balance someplace. We always want more than enough because as a people, we don't want to go hungry. Okay? So the government has an interest in having a little bit too much production, but that works against the interests of the farmer because it means the market goes very low. So one of the things that was argued very, very vociferously in the last farm bill was dairy policy and a plan to do some sort of supply management in the U.S. that would reduce production when you had too much of it on the marketplace. That ultimately got stripped out of the bill. Speaker Boehner at the time called it a Soviet system, demanded that it be stripped out. And as a consequence, not just that, but in part as a consequence of that, we now have this chronic oversupply of milk in the market, driving the market into the toilet. So fundamentally, we have long argued as Farmers Union that there ought to be some sort of incentives for dairy farmers to cut back on production when there's too much in the marketplace. And as individual dairy farmers, you know very well, there's no incentive for you to cut back unless it's an incentive provided by the market or by the government. Because if you cut back, all that means is your income goes down. You don't change the price at all.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yep.
So there's got to be some sort of a larger hand here that is in place. Now that, frankly, is what the Canadians do. So there's not really a Canadian government subsidy. There is a Canadian government prohibition against imports into their market, and there is a Canadian dairy farmer controlled series of boards run on a provincial basis that limits the amount of milk that's allowed to come into production in the Canadian marketplace. As a consequence, because it's the supply is limited, the market price is much higher, and the dairy farmers are doing much better. Now, the one place where the Canadians, I would argue, have broken the rules here, because the trade rules provide that if countries want to do that and have a supply management program within their own borders, they can do that. But they cannot take surplus that results and dump it onto the world market.
But that's what they're doing.
That's what the Canadians are doing. That's what they are doing. And that's that proof of it, that they should be prevented from doing. The rest of it within their country, if they want to do
that's their business.
And keep it, that's their business.
Their business.
Let them do it.
Right. Yep,
but,
exactly.
But they shouldn't destroy our market.
Then what's going on? Is that the same thing they're doing with other markets as well? The produce markets? Are we getting a lot of influx from Canadian producers?
So the Canadian supply management system applies to dairy. It also, I believe, applies to eggs and some of the poultry kind of production. I'm not an expert on that, so I could be wrong, but I know that they do have supply management provisions on those pieces of it. They do not on the larger commodities like wheat or corn or beans or beef or those sorts of things.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that just this whole business is so distressing to me, because I see in Massachusetts farm after farm after farm. You can see it in New York State, in many states in the Northeast that I monitor, dairy farmer after dairy. They just give up. They just have
the dairy industry is in a lot of trouble right now.
Yeah.
All across the country.
Right.
It's in very, very deep trouble, and there ought to be a much different dairy policy put in place. That ought to happen through the farm bill. Frankly, I'm not very confident that it's going to happen.
Well, because you don't have any dairy guys with Sonny Perdue's background. Look at the people that are running the Department of Agriculture. They don't have any real dairy background. The people there are not dairy people.
Now, there's another piece of what you'd said a while ago that I really wanted to pick up on, Doug, and that is this issue of size. So these great big players in the market that buy everything or that sell, that provide inputs. So you take on the chemical side, the big chemical companies or the big seed companies, the big fertilizer companies who have, if not a monopoly, at least an oligopoly. and very are close. Able to drive those costs for farmers much higher than they otherwise would be in a competitive marketplace. And on the other side of the equation, on those folks that are buying products from us, they have become so concentrated. And this is a phenomenon that's not unique just to agriculture. It's across much of our economy. We ought to have trust busters in this country that go in and break up some of these enormous companies, both in agriculture and beyond agriculture. And that is, for a long time, that's been one of the things that Farmers Union has argued for.
Yeah. Well, this is somewhere we're not going to fix the problem. It hasn't developed overnight, but it is getting very serious.
It is. It needs to be dealt with, and Congress ought to deal with it.
Yeah, they must. All right, Roger. Good for the soul to have you here. It's always great to have an update from your perspective. And I wish you well until we speak again. Thank you.
All righty.
Roger Johnson, President of National Farmers Union at nfu.org. Updating the American Family Farmers Show website and the podcast that is there now on the current podcast that's up at the American Family Farmers Show, a focus on the this aid that we're talking about for farmers, and who decides who the needy farmers and farms are. Also, an extensive discussion in the current podcast at the American Family Farmers Show.com. Steve Nygren from Serenbe Farm at Serenbe, Serenbe.com. He has put together a concept. Well, I don't know that he put the concept together, but he's developed an agrihood. We have a community of hamlets that have commercial centers focused on the elements of life. Also, I opine about NAFTA and the provisions, the good ones, the bad ones. So if you're interested in that, it's at American Family Farmers Show. You'll find the podcast there, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are the Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Toyota may stop importing certain models if the government imposes tariffs on foreign cars. Tariffs could add 10 to 25% on the cost of a new car. Toyota's reaction may be to increase the price of new cars to cover the cost or just stop importing some models that don't make sense. So what Toyota cars are built outside the U.S.? The RAV4, the Prius Range, CHR, Land Cruiser, Mirai, Forerunner, and the entire Lexus lineup. They could all be subject to price hikes or cancellations. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Share together every week that I enjoy. I'm interested in helping myself as a farmer, helping you as a farmer, sharing these stories, ideas, messages, if you will. There's a new project inserting injury prevention messages into accounts farmers and others are telling each other. The whole focus on agricultural incidents and accidents will be in my focus with my commentary after this.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2 liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and two pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/1/18, limit 30.
All right. The importance of social media is part of the highlight here, even with farmers. I saw an overview. It was sort of a plea for help from farmers on Instagram, interestingly enough. The story that I'm focused on is sort of a collaborative of three agricultural safety centers that happened to get money from the federal government, and the focus is on how to prevent injuries. Now, this is something that I don't necessarily think about much myself. I would be the first to tell you, and so are the people who work on my farm, I'm not great when it comes to guards on equipment, for example. When something breaks, I take the guard off, and rarely do I put it back on again. Probably not too smart. I think it's gone over the top, though, in terms of what you have. The government requires this protection, that protection. There's a certain amount of common sense, it seems to me, that is involved in the areas of safety. And I'm going to give you an example that I think best suits what I'm saying. It comes from my own experience. There was a baseball player for the Red Sox whose name at the moment escapes me. When he retired from the Red Sox, he bought a farm. And on his farm, he raised some ducks and sheep and cattle. And he had a nice size spread, about 100 acres. He bought himself an old dump truck. And the dump truck had a problem, so he got underneath it because the power takeoff was not operating for the dump, and he wanted to see what was wrong with it. So he got under it. The power takeoff lever was engaged, even though the power takeoff shaft was not working, and he messed with it a little bit and got it working. Problem was, he was dressed inappropriately for the job. He had on a loose-fitting jacket. The jacket got wrapped around the power takeoff shaft, and you know the rest of the story. How many times have we heard stories like that on the farm? The guy's body wasn't even recognizable because the power takeoff shaft basically grounded into smithereens. And I have heard my experience over the years growing up on the farm. I'm very wary. I was talking to one of the fellows that works on the farm the other day who was on the back of a tractor. He had on tight jeans, but the power takeoff was working on the bale wrapper. And I said, make sure, you know, he said, don't worry, Doug, I'm aware of it. But some people are not aware of it. Some people do not think of it. Some people are careless. Even if you have the guards on or the safety measures in your mind, there still are going to be circumstances when you are in danger. So in terms of this story that I saw on Instagram, just a reminder, not just, but reminder to farmers and people that work in the field, professionals, encourage the people that work with you to be aware of the dangers of running the tractors and the equipment improperly and not having proper perspective. The perspective on protection is what I'm emphasizing here through the story and through my outreach. Doug Steffen here on the American Family.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.